I'm going to top of your base on the base. The more was medayik from the lashon of the braisa, Brother Mish actually. It says, Kishuma soy is mutter. If we do like his truma, it's mutter. It means there's somebody else. There's another truma, not Aaron's truma, the truma that you give of tour to the kayan, which is going to work. So more assumes that truma is lach mitayda, which are only after Zrikas Damim. So you see that you say your mat is beikrei. Where it says no, it's mean the correct diuk is Kitchumas Alishka is also. So we're in the Gemara in the second line. The Gemara says, okay, if that's true, then we have a problem in the Mishnah. If Chumas Lach Mitoida, which starts out from a korban, and there's is a possibility of saying it's a davar hanoder. We say we don't look at it like that. It's the netter is not chal, so that's a bigger chiddush than regular truma. So let the Mishnah say that case, and you can infer the din of regular truma from that case. It's the case of something given to the kohen. It's also to a zor. It's done through the person's maisa designation, etc. And still, it's not a good. The hatfos is not good. And more, the chumas lach mitoda mai is the halachas mutter. So listen, lach mitoda, chumas lach mitoda. The gears on the side. Mekolskein chumas soy. Mekolskein regular chuma of the tvua. Some more answers. Hakamashman chumas lach mitoda chumasihi. The more saying you have it wrong. Included in the words of chumas soy is that which is your matrim you give to the kohen includes that your tarim and give to the kohen. Includes in it Shumas Lach Mitoida. Iboy Seima. So the question was, why doesn't it say Shumas Lach Mitoida instead of saying Shumas? Iboy Seima, the more saying, Iboy Seima, let's go back to your original question. You're proving from the Mishnah the fact that it says Shumas Soy is excluding Shumas Lach Mitoida. And you're assuming that Shumas Lach Mitoida is only true after Zrikas Damim. Therefore, you have a raya that Bikur Kamatris. Morris says, no, I can give you a case of Shumas Lach Mitoida before Zrika. You always say, Shumas Lach Mitoida, Nami, Kodim, Zrikas Damim, who? You can have Shumas Lach Mitoida before Zrika. So let's say we'll hold, you don't say Bikur Kamatris. So once it's after your Berserk the Dam, and the animal's mutter to eat. If your matzvah stand on the animal or on the lechem, it won't become usher because now he's saying but hashka matzvah and but hashka it's not netter. For that you're being medayik that chumas lach mitoida is called davar hanoder. There is a case if you're a mafresh the chumas lach mitoida if you designated them before the zrika. You could actually even be mafresh them at the time of Lisha. The Morris says, where do you see such an idea? Now, the Ran says, I mean, you don't have to say necessarily they're mafresh of Elisha. The order is the person would bring his animal, they would. Before they shechted, they already made the bread, the lechem, lechamim. So, because the b'shash shkitzas hazebach, there is you. That's when you had to be put the kedusha onto the lechem, and the more is the Mishnah in Menachos says that it had to be at that point in time at least baked with the shear that it made it that already had made a crust. Otherwise, the lechem will become kaddish b'shashkita. So you don't think it's so complicated of a case that he did the hafrasha b'shas lisha when it's still dough. You can say he did the hafrasha when it's bread before zrika, right? But the point over here is we're making a diak and a chiddush. So what if that would be the scenario? What would be the chiddush? Tell me that you can be mafresh even b'lisha. That's a chiddush. Morris says, where do you find such an idea? But he had number of Tubi, Barakis number Shmuel. Lach mitera shafon barba chalas is yatsa. So there's four different types of bread which come with the Torah. There's what's called there's three types of matzah and one type of chametz. So three types of matzah are one which is referred to as rakikin, which basically is flour and water, and the oil was added only after it was baked. There was referred to as chalas, which is they had flour, water, and oil in the baking, but it was baked as matzah. Then there's something known as revucha, which that. So besides this process, this was boiled, baked, and fried, and then there was the chametz. The luck is that each one you have to bring 10 lechem. You take the amount of the flour, the dough, and you divide it up into 10 separate lechem. Comes along Shmuel and says that if you made each one only one big challah, you'd still be yotze. Okay. The Mor says of a haksiv arboim. Now some take out the gears of haksiv arboim because it's not. The pasuk does not say arboim. But the Mor learns out from that there's a din of arboim. So lashon of haksiv arboim, the Ran doesn't seem to be bothered by it. There's a din of 40. The Mor says that's the mitzvah. That's not ma'akev, that's just a mitzvah. The Mor says, well, boy, the mishkal trumah, you have to be ma'afresh. What you did is you took one tenth, you gave it to the kohen. So if you have 10 loaves, you take one loaf, you have 10 chalas, 10 rakikim, 10 revucha, and 10 chametz, you give one of each to the kohen. But how are you going to do it if you have one big one? How are you going to do? The Mor says, okay, v'chitema the shokol chad rifta kula. You'll take out of the four, give one to the kohen. One for all, one for the other ones. You cannot do that. So you have to take from the challah separately and from the kikin separately, etc. So maybe you're good. So tell me the case was you took a piece. You had this big, I mean, these loaves were very big. The shear of the chametz is 10 esronim. Right, so nisaron is a shir challah. So this was 10 times. It was, let's say 5 pounds of flour. So this is 50 pounds of flour. You made this gigantic thing, right? Now the matzahs were a third of that. There was 20 isaron used for the lechem of the Torah, 10 for the chametz. Each one was one isaron, and then for the matzah, you took the remaining 10 and you divided up into three parts. So that's 50 pounds, so this was, you know, 16 plus pounds matzah, three of them, right? So you took up a piece, took up 1/10 and gave it to the guy, like, what's the problem? But batanan, echo, the puzzle says, echo mikol karbon, shlo yitol prusa, you cannot give a piece. So you tell me you can bake it as one big matzah, one big rakik, one big challah, one big revucha, but how do you mouth for shumma? And you can't break off a piece. You have to give a whole thing. So the case has to be Elda Freshina Belisha. So during the when it's dough, that's not called a piece. You took off the dough and then you bake that separately as a full matzah. So you had your big dough, which of three and a third isorin of rakik. You took off a tenth of that. And you've now baked really a large one, which is, you know, 2.9 esrenim, and then this other one, which is, you know, 3 plus 0.3 esrenim, and you have, and you gave that to the kohen. The shokol chadim min chometz, v'chadim min chalas, v'chadim min rakikin, v'chadim min revucha. So that's going to come out that Shmuel's din that you can you see from Shmuel's cheshbonos in the dinim, you can be mafresh belisha. So we can apply that idea over here that was the scenario of Tumas Lachmei Torah was before Zrika. It was actually even before the Shechita, you were mafresh it, because Mishas Shechita it couldn't be dough anymore, it had to be baked. But you're mafresh it even Mishas Lisha, and that works. Zot the Ran. The holding on the Ran in Amud Aleph, the bottom, the second to last line. Kachalas Aaron Ukatrumo Soy Mutter. So this is a question which the Ran addresses. That truma is a fascinating idea. Truma is done through the person is mafreshit and he designates it. He says a raise a truma, a raise a chalo. So the person is designating it. So why isn't it double another? The avagav the kriya shame mitzri, even though it becomes also through the person being covered shame and saying a raise a chalo or a raise a truma. So l'chara that should make it into a dover hanodra. That's what the Ran is asking. If it would just be based on what the person's netter, it should become also to everybody. The basic concept of the netter is making this also like korban. Korban is also to everybody. If you look at the Tosis, Tosis says it more explicitly. The bottom Tosis. It's the person designates it. He's calling it out as truma. So that he's making a truma. That's davar another. Hafrosh Shuma is not making Yisr, it's making Heter. Because till now, everything was Osir. When you're Mafrosh Shuma, part remains Osir, and the rest becomes Mutter. So you can't call it a Dover. This is what's making Yisr, what's making the net. This is like a Netter, because through his Dibur he's making something Osir. Through his Dibur he's making something Mutter. That's how the Tosha says it. The Rosh says come out the same thing. The Rosh says, "Oh my God, the mitzvah ayin piv." Because the mikor nami also mishum tevel piv lo also ala hitter shorti shirayim midei tevel. So I think I told you that the progressive angle when he talks about the getter of the din of truma. So one of the ways he says, would sound like from the Rosh and the Tosis, that the appropriate way to understand Truma is that Truma is an extension of the Isra of Tevel. The Isra of Tevel is the Truma which is mixed in it, as it were, and now when you take your designate this is the Truma, so everything else becomes Mutter. It's not a new Isra. Because if Truma is not an extension of Tevel is one Isra and Truma is another Isra. So what you're really doing is removing the din of Tevel totally, and now generating a new din called Truma and the din of Shirayim of Kulin. So why is it a double another? Whereas the Ran doesn't seem to get involved in it. He does seem to say that no, the Truma is a brand new Isser, and theoretically it should be a double another. But the new Isser that you're making, since you didn't say who it should be for, and the Torah came along and said for him and not for him, apparently it's not what you're doing. It's really what the Torah is doing. So it seems to me that that might be included in this machlokes in the Ran and the Tosis and the Rosh. How they answer the question is how they view Truma vis-a-vis Tevel. Okay, Zog the Ran. We can be Medaik from the Lashon of Kitruma Soy is Mutter, that there are other Trumas which are not Mutter, with the Neder is Chal. Hakatrumas Lachmi Taita. Chala Acha Shoyed Noitum, we call Esther Chal is Shokomin Shiba. The one challah that you would take out of each of the 10 loaves of each type of bread is osir. If you'd be matris in that, habili matris in davar another, you're being matris, your isser on this item, like that davar another called chumas lachmi toida. Now, zotiran, but chumas lachmi toida, la'achas yikas domimho. The human lachmi toida lo shor bachila. Ad lachar zrika. You're not mafresh it till you give it to the kohen. You can't eat anything until after the zrika. So lo ma'itrim away son karam lachen. So why would you do the hafrasha beforehand? So we assume that the normal time that a person would be mafresh was after the zrika. And it says it's osur. I mean, Tani osur, from that which we're, it doesn't say explicitly in the Mishnah osur, but we're being medayik in the Mishnah that's osur. Shmam no, the bikrin kamatvis. So the teretz is, so what do you see? Even though right now it's heter, it's not isur anymore. You're not being matvis in what's now, you're matvis in what the lechem was before the zrika. You can come out of this. Morris says, no, you can't prove that. I can say, your diak is correct. It says, if it's like the chumas of the of which goes to the kayan, to Aaron the kayan, that is mutter. There must be another chuma, which is also, what's that? Alema hok chumas alishka also. Chumas alishka shal yitarmim mimos alishka mamalim shalosh kupais. So that money they would take and use to buy the kabbalists, they would take from the money which people had donated to the mikdash for the purpose of kabbalists. So that's a double another. Morris says, but what you're saying is the chumas lach mitayla is mutter, even though there's an element of netter over here, but since it's after the heter, so you don't say mikra kamatvis. So list the chumas lach mitayla mekloshki chumasa. Rabbi Musa Tvei, Mishul Mikar, Nesu chumas lach mitayla benetter. Chumas lach mitayla is a bigger chiddush because there is an argument to call double another, and we don't say that. So Morris said, no. Chumasa he, Klar Mibaklal, Uka chumasa diktani he. Chumas lach mitayla is included in the word, chumasa. Mishul Dahavi, Kachuma, Lagabi Zorim. Because all it is, like we're saying, is it's a din of chuma. So the Morris says, or you'll tell me that your diak is correct. Your question now is correct. If Chumas Lach Mitayla would be a case of heter, and that's what the Mishnah is it means to say, it would have said that case. The diak is correct. The Chumas Lach Mitayla is also. But you're going to ask me, you have a raya then, the Yisibir can come out. It's, no. I can give you a case of Chumas Lach Mitayla, which is also, and it's not a problem of B'nehasha Kamatis, B'nehikun Kamatis, it's before it became heter. Chumas Lach Mitayla, not me, the thing Zrika is dumb in me. You can have a case before Zrika. Klarma, the Mishkacha's Lord, Shanitramu, Kadam Zrika's Domim. It's possible to be before Zrika's Domim. Mishamacha Lepsikale, Lemisni. Therefore, you cannot, the more didn't feel comfortable saying that case would be mutter, Kachumas Lach Mitayla, that it's mutter, Dika Gav, the Mitzer, Shanitramu, Kadam Zrika's Domim. Uh-huh. So the Ran is learning, not like I was learning the Gemara. The Ran is learning that the boy Sam is answering this present question. You asked me a question, why does the Mishnah say Chumas Lach Mitayla if what we're saying right now is true? That Chumas Lach Mitayla after Zrika is the Hatfos is not valid because you don't say Bikur Kamatvis. Say that case in Kabbal Chaimer, the case of regular Chumma. I can't say that case because that Lashon would be confusing because there's a scenario where it's called Dover Hanodr and the Neder is Chal. How is that? If you're Mafresh before Zrika and the person was being Matis in a Trumas Lach Mitayla, which is before Zrika, how is that going to Fashinu B'lishayim? So the Ramadino Delishile Dafreshino La'akar Afiyasin Kadam Zrika's Domin. All you have to say was that it's before Zrika's Domin, even though it's baked already. We don't need it to be dough to answer this question. And Shafiyasin Ha'isa Kadam is Afila L'Shchita Zazev. But the halacha is that it had to be baked before Shchita. Dorminan Shinishka Zazev Kadam Shikimu Penei Kulam L'Kidesh. That if the breads have not baked to the point that they have a crust in them, and then he shechts the korban, the bread doesn't become kaddish, so you don't have bread. You didn't fulfill your chiyuv of korban torah. So obviously it was baked before the shechita. So that your point is, you have lachmit torah, and your mafresh one of the truma before zrika. Very easy. You don't have to think about that it was dough. Al kim and icy raya made a rabtubi the mati the hafresh kadam zrika. But since the mice, we need to prove that the hafresh can be done before zrika. Maybe the whole din of hafresh only makes sense after it became mutter. And with the zrika, now you take one and you give it to the kain, and the rest remains mutter for you to eat. But before zrika, where it's us to everybody, maybe hafresh doesn't work. No, I know it does work. How do I know? Because Reb Tuvi. Now Reb Tuvi's case was lisha. The must have average kadam zrika, but the tubi married by bidafreshin of Elisha. Therefore, we just assume the same case over here also. So Shmuel said, Rav Tubi said, Bar Bar Kista said the name of Shmuel. If you bring in the Bar Bar Chalas, which means Arbo Mini Chalas, four different types, each one you made into one large loaf, it works. So ha'avra bo minim chabeit chala rikik ravucha. There are four different minyan, and it says you have to bring a chabeit called karbon, one of each. So one of each means that there has to be more than one. And the Marlins out from the Meiser, the Chumas Meiser, that it's one out of ten. Okay. But Tanan, I think that the gears over here, the Mershaw says it's all one run. You have to give one of each type. It's one out of ten. So it's 40. It means it says 40, I mean, based on the fact that there's four different types, and you have to take one out of ten based on Xavier Shabbat, that's called Vaksi. So you have to be 40. So that's the mitzvah. So the Mora says, okay, so you took it, Belisha, and you took out one tenth of the dough, the Shakal Echel Min Chametz, Shasa Esel Chalas Mikom Min. So now the way the Ron learns the case had to be that since the lochas has to be one out of ten, and that's the mice of Russia. So if you have one big blob of dough, and you take out one tenth of it, it's not going to work. The answer is you made ten different loaves, shaped them, took one of them and designated that as Trumas Lach B'Tadu. Then you took the remaining nine and you mushed it together into one bichal. You made 10 different loaves. Because now you fulfilled the law of taking one out of 10 as the tumor for the kayan. The remaining nine mixed together. So out of each one of the remaining, each one of the four different minim, the remaining nine pieces of dough were mixed together into one big piece of dough. Okay. So we have the shayla of Bikur Kamatvis or Rebbe Hashra Kamatvis. Or Shalema Kitanoi. This shayla Harei Laki Bechor. This is your question, Jonathan. I'll tell you it's coming up soon. I don't remember exactly where it was. Okay. Very like a Bechor. The person says that this loaf of bread should be offered to me like a Bechor. So Rabbi Yaakov Oyser, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi is the Jews on the side, Rabbi Yossi is Matar. So we're saying, Echidomi. Inay Malifnei Shikuz Domim. my time as a Mother Shori. So the rather it's that if the person said explicitly, this should be also me like the Bechor of the Sein Shekhas Domin. So Mora says, so the person said explicitly, I want it to be like that stage where it has Kedusha. So Mora says, if that's the case, my time at the Mount Ashori, why would the Rabbi Yossi be Matarit? My time at the Mount Ashori. And if the person said explicitly, so why would anybody ask her? Elalav, so what must the case be? The Machas Basa Bechor, you had meat of a Bechor in front of you, Kameh, probably puts in. Yeah, the Machas Basa, the Heich Gabeh, and he says he has his other meat over here. Bamar Zek is that. So that's our case, that's our Shiloh, the Machas Basa Bechor. This is the case we're asking. So what do I mean? Do I mean Zek is that right now? Or do you mean Zek is that the way it was once upon a time? The Tanoi, and that's the Machlokes Tanoim, whether you say you look a bit of Hashter, which is Heter, or like Beikra Gramatis, which is Isser. Morris says, no, this you're suggesting that this Shiloh is Machlokes Tanoim, doesn't have to be. The Kuliyama, the things we can stop him. I can tell you that the case was the same Shikas Domin. You asked me, therefore, it has nothing to do at all with our Shaila of Beikra Kamatis. The person said explicitly, like a Bechor, the same Shikas Domin. So that he's clearly saying what he wants. That's not our Shaila. So the question is, my time at the Mount Ashori. So what's the argument that it should be Mutter? It's his man of Isser. So Amar Kro, he either actually either b'davar hanader lafuki b'chor the davar aserhu. So the Rabbi Yossi, which says it's mutter, says it's not a davar hanader. It the designation of the b'chor is nothing to do with the person. Okay. Amand aser. So what's shot, and then Rabbi Yaakov, which says that matzis b'chor works. It's not a davar hanader. It's a good question. Whereas the Bechor is automatic.
It's
born that way. So it's not the person not creating the Kedusha. That's not called Davar HaNoder. It's something the person made through their Neder. Amar Kra, Lashem, the Pasuk says, Ki Yidr Neder Lashem. So that extra Lashem, the Rabbi is Davar HaOser. It's come to the Marba that there is a case of Davar HaOser. The netter will work. The Moore says, now the Moore is going to modify that because that's like throwing out this whole, something that's throwing out this whole lock of Dabra another. You say you can mount this any Dabra Usr, so Chalas Aaron Kitchum Usr, according to him, would be a netter. That you know, we have no such Zaycher. The Moore will get to that. Okay. Oman the Shori. Lashem Mayabadlay, according to Biyosi, who says it's not Usr, so what's Lashem being marbid? Yiborle the matris bechatis wa oshem. The person is a matris and a chatis or an oshem, even though that's something which a person has to bring, because the Torah gave him the chiyuv. So I could have thought that that's not called Dabar HaNoder, something which a person is just offering on his own. The pasuk to be marba, that since that's true that he's mechuyav to bring it, but the decision to be makdish it and put the kedusha on it is done by the person. So that's called davar. That is a valid netter to be matvis in that. So the more myra isa. So what did you see, which l'rabas chatas v'ashem l'hotzias b'chor that allowed you to decide that it's appropriate to say that the chatas and the ashem is yes a valid source of netter, and the Bechor is not, maybe the other way around? Some more answers. Marba nichat is washim shumatis bin neder. The answer is because b'chor is not with him. Whereas chadash washim, he decides. He puts a kedusha on it. The Mor says, "Uman does." So, what's the shot in Rabbi Yaakov that said it says that the neder is chal? It's kadosh mimeimoy. So, Mor answers, "Bechor nami matfisa ben nederhu." Bechor also there's an element of neder. How is that? There's an element of neder. The Tanya, Mishum Rabbi Amru, the Brisa says, in the name of Rabbi Wheeler, we said, "Minayin lenerled bechor b'tech beisoy shemitzalak tisha." That even though the animal is automatically kaddish, it's a mitzvah on the owner, the Yisrael, to be makdish it. Shenemar hazochar takdish. So there's a mitzvah to be makdish it. So is it over another? A man the shori. So then, what's shot in Rabbi Yosi, which is matter it? Kilo makdish le mila makdish. But at the end of the day, the kedusha he has a mitzvah. The Torah is mechayev him to do something which seems to be more symbolic than real because it's kaddish anyway. Yeah, there's a mila. You're adding some level, but you're not really adding a kedusha there. There's no dinim which change through the hektish of the yisrael. It's a mitzvah on him to do so, but the kedusha is not being generated by him. Zotaran. Name it tonight. So on the bays and the bays, and the wide lines and the round, fifth line down. Name it tonight. So Morris says. So what's the case? If it's the things you either things you can stop him. Which means that the Ran Klermer Shomer came befavorish. He said explicitly, "I'm making this usher like the Bechor Lifnei Zrika." The truth is, the Bedin who the Habimotz Lakshri, we could have asked the following: Iba Amar Hareya like Bechor Stama. The Morris case is, he said, "Bechor lifnei zrika dami." He said those words. You could ask the question without that. Person ray like a bechor, I still could ask. My time in the Mount Shori. Why did I feel e amrina the b'teher kamatvis? Kosher restam biku kamatvis. The Ron says, "Let's get this straight. The whole shah of the biku kamatvis, the hashu kamatvis, is a case where I have the meat in front of me, and the meat is already in the time of hetter." So I say, okay, so you're looking at this piece of meat, and this is Heter. She being Matmas and Heter. No, you meant what it was once upon a time. But a person says, Harei Alai Kishlom. Well, what do you mean? Do you mean Shlom before Zrika or after Zrika? Of course you mean Shlom Lifnei Zrika. That's not our Shiloh. A Bikur Matmas, Hashtag Matmas. I'm not talking about a specific animal which has a Hashtag. I'm saying that I'm talking about the concept of Shlom. So what I mean the Isser part of Shlom. But so Varela Kibakor, he means the Philia Marina, even if you hold it Herika Matvis, that a person means the situation of Heter, but culture of Estam, Vikr Kamatvis. If you just say Harealai like this Taida, Shlomim, whatever it meant, you meant the animal Bikroi, Dotsanam Season, Khadh Sara Shlom Moser. So what's the whole shaila? The mission says, person says, this should be a chata. So it should be like a chata. It's like an earlier title of Shlomim. It works. And we'll let the kinim, the more should they ask, Mesugin, that you see a rabbi, and you can come out of this. Terah says, that's not our issue. That's not our shaila. When a person says, Stam, not talking about a specific animal, he means the concept of title, chata, Shlomim, etc., which is the ikr, is the isser. The whole shaila is only when you have the heter in front of you. So the Mor should ask simply, I don't need the bechor. The Mor says, if the case was he said bechor, the thing is domim, why should it be mutter? So to run a better question, even if the person said kibachor, why should it be mutter? Without the word, the thing is domim. Teretz says, Alderan, I'll lie to the boy in the memory, Ilach, as you guys done me, my time of the man, the Osir, look at me, the things you guys done me, my time of the man, the Shori. Since in the next question, in some case, he said explicitly, so in this case also, we said a parallel case. The truth is, if the case is a rare like a bechor, why should it be matter then? Okay, so Moore said. So the case was that there was meat of a Torah, meat of a bechor, and other meat. And he says this meat should be like that bechor meat. Moore says no. The case can be he's held if they took his dummy. Or, like the Ron says, he said, stop, right? Like a bechor. The chadin is the same din. So Rabbi Yaakov says also. Rabbi Yossi is matter. Why? I mean, it's either neder, bechor, davar, ho, also, keep the balkar, chala, kedusha, love. That's not, the kedusha's bechor is not up to him. It's automatic. It's called Dabar Aser. So what's Shadon Rabbi Yaakov then? That Aser is L'Hashem R'Rabbi Dabar Aser. Kvarmer Kim in the Mitzvah Hakdishay Kidem Mefarish Hashas to come on. So we don't mean a general concept that we're now saying that L'Hashem is being married, but that any time you have a Dabar Aser, the netter works. No, we mean this specific scenario because there's an element of Hakdish to the person. So according to Rabbi Yossi, which is matter, what does he do with Hashem? The boy of the matter is with Chatzis Vashem. Now we got the Chayv Olav, even though he has to keep the bring it. Lavian, because of another, called another Tfei Mi Bechor. Fisha Machlus Nidroi, who Bar Behemazu Shumevi. So he designates the animal. He puts a kedusha on it. So he's putting kedusha. He has a chiyuv to do it, but he's putting kedusha. It's automatic. You can't exchange it. You can't decide which one it is. The more you use the lotion, the more says that you're by the chatas, your matvis is beneder. What do you mean? You're not matvis is beneder. You don't say this chatas should be also like a chatas, like the neder. It means you are the one who makes it also. That's an act of neder. Okay, so it's around. Look at the halacha. So the more is a child bit of come out this with a hash come out, this more is never pushed the child. Because Rabban Melchai said that he the bayan hacha lo yipshita ibikra kamatvis or the hera kamatvis. So we don't know what the halacha is. So lachara have a suffix should be machmer. Is that the Rabban? No. Is that the Rabban? No. Now, with the heterika matris, we assume in halacha that in such a scenario he means the heter. Why? There's more over there. So Reuben undertook to be a nazir, and Shimon said, "And I." So there, the more is a shayla. Then comes Levi and says Bani, and says Yehuda says Bani. So, what does Yehuda mean? Does he mean I'm being matvis in Reuven, or I'm being matvis in Levi? What's the nafkamina? Levi goes to the Chacham, his matter, his shayla and his naziris. Is Yehuda Aser? Because the Taurus naziris worked from Afreya. So you, Yehuda, were matvis in Levi. Levi's not a nazir. So I'm like Levi. Well, Levi's not a nazir. Now he's borrowed with Afreya. He never was a nazir. But if he's being matvis in Reuven, I don't care what happened to Levi. So the Mora says, the Beseva Kamatvis, Velebi Kama, he's been Matvis in the last one, not the original one. Bein the Kula, Bein the Chumar. How so the Homer Shum, the meaning of the Beseva Matvis, Ktani Hosim, Hutter and Mesoyi, if the middle one became Mutter, said Hamenu Lamala Osir, anybody who's before him, who was higher up in the pecking order, or earlier in the pecking order, is still Aser. But Hamel Lamata, anybody after him, is Mutter. Vikula Bekama Matvis,
But if you tell me each person who's saying Rani is not connecting back to the person before him, he's connecting back to the original Nazir, so I don't care what happens in the middle. Ain hat or nimshach? Why should the Ella loy levadoi? Can bukha hasim? Alma b'seva kamat bis tano b'teiru. So Morris says that we assume that he means. Now he came to make a netter, and the root of this netter is the first person. But the one in front of him, what's in front of him, is the one that he's referring to specifically. So what did he mean? Did he mean the root of the netter, which is the first person? Did he mean what they have in front of me, which now turns out was Hatter? So the Rambam, that's our Shaila. And the more it comes out, that's Mutter. So you see, but Hashra Kamatris, Betera Kamatris, Alma Seva Kamatris, the Haino Betera. Therefore, Haino the Hosum Gabi Masisim, they say, also Amr Matura, the Maisi Lova Hailishna. That's why Shmuel explained that the Haino Shandadim, Ersa Yom Be'elif, the Masha Halav Hachi, Betera Kamatris. That's what we have. On this Mishnah, Ezel Yisrael Mabatera, Hareni Shalaychel Boser, Kiyem Shemes Ba'aviv, etc. Shmuel said, Shinodar Ba'ami or Sayyam Ba'elech. So you see, really, that Shmuel Shita is that you don't say Bikar Kamatvis. Say, if had there been days of Heter in between, then we say he's being matris in the most recent one, not the one back 20 years ago. So you see that bit of hasha come out. Okay. Something more. Kimer Kadirim. Tony the Bryson says it's a Tosefta Imro or Le Imro Ki Imro Dirim Le Dirim Ki Dirim Eitzim Le Eitzim Ki Eitzim Ishim Le Ishim Ki Ishim Mizbech Le Mizbech Ki Mizbech Hechel Le Hechel Ki Hechel Yerushalayim Le Yerushalayim Ki Yerushalayim Kulon. All of these Lashonos Shaykh Halacha is awesome. So it should be like an Imro, that which I'm eating from you works. Lo Yechel Loch is Mutzer. Okay. Samora says, so who's the town of this price? Samora says, Man Sheminale, the Loshanele Imra, Li Imra Ki Imra. Who that have we learned which does not care whether you say a Lamed or a Chof, etc.? Rameiri. That's Rameiri Shita, not Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Yehuda says you need a lechaf. Ema sefer, but kulan lo yoichal loch is mutter. He says le imra lo yoichal loch doesn't work. Vatanan le korban lo yoichal loch Rameir oyser. Vamer Rabba, because Rabba explained that in Rameir, because nasa ka'omer, we deal with it as if he said. So how can you tell me it's mutter? Our answer is Lakasha Had Amr Loy Imra Had Amr Li Imra. So that again we have the difference if you said a lashon of la or loy, which means that's going to rely on b'chala b'toshmehein. That which I don't eat from you should not be a korban, which means that which I eat from you should be a korban. So the mayor out of that's mutter because. But he said le korban or le imra, so that means this should be le korban yehei l'fichol loyecholok le imra yehei l'fichol loyecholok. Let's hold it here.